it's time for some chimney jokes. I've got a stack of them. The first one's on the house.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's that time of year when I get to cook Mother's Day dinner and try out the smoke detector. I believe it was Eve in the Garden of Eden who first said, "Because I said so, that's why." Ever since, moms have been saying wise and sometimes hilarious things. One mother said, "Be nice to your brother. You may need one of his kidneys someday." Brett's mom said, "You're not listening. You need to start listening to me. I might say something important one day." Gail told her mommy, "There's monsters under my bed." Mommy replied, "No, there aren't. The alligators ate them all." Well, my own mom thought that Vicks VapoRub and Old South orange juice would cure anything. She was honest about bad breath or the need for deodorant, but kind about it. "Have you tried that orange-handled toothbrush?" she might ask. "It really gets into the corners." Or, "There's a sale on deodorant. Pick some up." Mom spoke the truth in love. She warned me when a friend was no good or the lyrics were no good. She even taught me where babies come from. Dad was supposed to, but never seemed to get around to that particular talk. I asked a few grade 3 friends for the answer, and one said, "From Jamaica, or maybe Safeway." My brother said, "I think it's from kissing," so I avoided kissing, especially at Safeway. Mom never avoided questions or seemed uncomfortable giving an answer. When I asked about babies, she spoke of things like eggs and sperm and how God shaped me in her tummy and how thankful she was that I came along. She was the most reliable source of information on most subjects. Laugh Again listeners and friends agree. Alicia says, "Now that my mom's gone, I actually miss her calling me at 4:30 in the morning." Tanya says, "I wake early and go over to have Greek coffee with her before going to work. My mom's name is Hope. She taught us to love Jesus." Esther remembers the night someone stole their car. Mom got up, dressed in her flannel nightgown, thin long hair flying in the wind, and chased them down. Way to go. Anita says, "Mom cared enough to listen to all the little details." Nadine was among many who said, "I miss her laugh." Marjorie writes, "I thank my mom for having the courage to refuse an abortion during her pregnancy. My sister and I came along a few months later." Wow. Carol says, "My mom died 3 years after ALS knocked on her door. I remember walking through the nursing home softly singing her favorite hymns. She prayed, 'Lord, let me not falter from your path.' She held her great-granddaughter, celebrated her 60th wedding anniversary, and participated in a talent show reciting poetry by Robert Frost when she could barely sit upright. They called to let me know she had passed away. My words were, 'Thank God, she's home free.' When I was 5, my mother told me of a Savior who loved me, about Jesus, and when she suggested that I should trust and follow him like she had, I had no reason to doubt her for a second. And she was absolutely right. It was the best decision I ever made. No one taught me more by saying so little." I asked my daughter what she loves about her mom, who just happens to be my wife. Rachel said this, "She makes me laugh more than my comedian father. Hey, come on." "Especially when she doesn't mean to," Rachel says. "Yesterday she got mixed up and said, 'See you later, crocodile. In a while, alligator.'" I said, "Rachel, that's nothing. I heard of a mom who went through the drive-thru and ordered a pickle with extra cheeseburgers." Ah, you moms out there, we love you very much. We thank God for you. Happy Mother's Day.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.